Ryan from Wilbraham. I heard a comment by a listener saying she was curious why military personnel are going to Antarctica. I worked in Antarctica for 5 years as a private contractor, and the logistics support was primarily provided by the U.S. military, Air Force, and Air National Guard.
Hi, this is Joe Galoo in Albany. You have a story about a mechanical hamburger flipper out of California. It says it's in an industry that is otherwise notorious for high employee turnover. That's an interesting observation. What about in an industry that is notorious for terrible pay and high employee turnover?
My name is Bob Myers from Ilion, New York. Unfortunately, WAMC is basically falling in line with the rest of the national media in terms of a concept that free trade is a perfectly good concept when it really is not. There's no equality in terms of environmental discharges, wages paid, and quality of the products made. What we're losing sight of is the fact that there's been an incredible loss of jobs in rural areas as a result of free trade. We also lose sight of the fact that the trade imbalance is out of control, and the federal government is paying a huge amount of money for debt service. Thank you.
Hi, this is John Smith from Highland, New York, and I'm calling in reference to yesterday's show with Ray Graff and a plumber who claimed that tree roots were growing into a pipe in someone's yard because the pipe sweat and the tree sensed the condensation. But on a previous WAMC show, a Radiolab show, Marty Plant was the name of the episode, they decided that this was not in fact the case, and tree roots grow as a result of the movement of the water, the sound of the movement. That's what I thought it was interesting. Thank you for a great show.